Room 13 really highlights how children can be creative. It shows you that there is no age which a child can start being an artist. So each individual should be treated like an equal, as they're exploring their talents and skill set from the moment they are mark making to their adult lives. There are no right and wrongs with regards to art, which gives children the opportunity to do explore and create, which they might not be able to do in other subjects. When they explore and create, they are learning new things about themselves, and they are learning also how to express themselves and what they might be feeling in a creative way. And this is giving the children the responsibility to show how they are feeling in a range of forms. Room 13 gives pupils the full responsibility to run the studio, and the overall success of it all is shown as it has now been implemented in schools across the country. I feel that by looking at the different posters on Room 13, it really shows you how art is something that should just be integrated throughout the curriculum and shouldn't be treated as a particular subject, as art can really cover any topic, from health and wellbeing to literacy to maths, the full range that the curriculum encompasses. It allows children to share their thoughts and their feelings in different ways, and it really shows how teachers and educators, support staff and parents should have a tolerance for ambiguity and not have a narrow mindset. It also highlights how we should not just display work that is really well done as a future teacher. We spoke about that during the lecture today, and it was really about how do you display work that might not be of a good quality. Do you just disregard it, or do you put it up anyway even though it doesn't look its best, and how would you do it? And that was quite a question I've never really thought of until now, and you don't want to really hurt any child's feelings by not displaying their work, even if it's not the best. So a way that we can overcome this is by setting all the piece of work out on the floor and involving the children in this. So if you have a group of children who put their work on the floor, then they can decide what goes where, and this is the best way to involve all children and incorporate all their work without making any child feel like their work isn't as important as another person's. Overall, I believe that Room 13 is a great approach that should be adapted in all schools, as it allows children to really be creative and explore different aspects.